As an artist, John Haynes had a way of looking at the world from a place high above it. As a person, he was just down-to-earth cool. The consummate musician played the stand-up bass, which is to live bands as the Fonz was to Happy Days. While the low-key vibes of the bass might have been his preference on stage, Haynes could play most instruments. He wrote several originals, and could occasionally be coaxed into singing. He spent his early adulthood touring North America, drawing caricatures for cash, and playing music in dive bars. Some of the stages he played were fenced in with chicken wire, a solution to flying beer bottles. On trips home, he told his nephews stories about working in NASA teaching yoga and seeing David Bowie and Mick Jagger walking on a beach together. He also brought home tales of living in a shack next to Eric Clapton's mansion, watching the daily booze deliveries arrive. In Toronto, Haynes was part of the 1960s music scene. He lived in the same apartment building as Buffalo Springfield. "He was just the coolest dude and had the best sense of humor," said Paul McCallum, one of Haynes's nephews. "He was even-keeled and witty. If you spent 10 minutes with him, and he was a good-looking dude, you'd just be like, oh, that guy's cool." Haynes didn't have children of his own, but was very fond of his nephews. He took McCallum and his brother to see Star Wars in Collingwood in 1977. "That made a huge impact. I'm still a super nerd fan to this day," said McCallum. He and his brother took their uncle back to the cinema in Collingwood for the 20th anniversary re-release of the Star Wars film in theater to relive their beloved childhood memory. Haynes settled, eventually, in quiet Nottawa, purchasing a humble home where he built a basement studio and played his guitar on the back porch. It was a near-daily ritual for Haynes, a vegetarian, to read the Globe and Mail over toast at the Red Hen in downtown Collingwood. Before it burned down, the Red Hen had a large collection of John Haynes' art, a proud gallery to show off their regular customers' talents, a habit he himself didn't practice. "He was a man of all seasons," says Bob King, who bonded with Haynes over their shared love of Bob Dylan. Both read every book the Collingwood Library ever stocked on Dylan. "John was an accomplished artist, an excellent musician, and he was a humanist," said King. "And he was so humble." More than a friend of Haynes, King was a fan and has amassed perhaps the largest collection of Haynes originals of any other person. That collection includes a driftwood turtle, snake, and whale, all brought out of the pale, smooth bits of wood by Haynes's unique way of seeing things. On the yellow walls and doors of King's barn in Maxwell are Haynes murals, commissioned by King and meant to be funny, if not irreverent. A version of American Gothic, dubbed Maxwell Gothic, shows King's face in place of the woman's and his dog's head on top of the farmer's body. A colored pencil sketch of Donald Trump, whose head has been replaced by two round, stubbly butt cheeks, has been framed and added to King's collection of Haynes originals. But it was not his cheeky cartoons or tongue-in-cheek murals that were best known. The John Haynes tapestry maps were his widest spread contributions to the art world, and they were very practical too. The maps are illustrated from a bird's eye view, showing the topography, geography and history of the place he was capturing. One of the original tapestry maps hung at the Simcoe Street Theater for John Haynes' celebration of life. Contributed photo. "I think he's done maps for pretty much every cottage destination in Canada," said McCallum. Haynes earned a degree in landscape architecture from the University of Guelph, but it was a small plane ride in his childhood that inspired his artistic perspective the most. In a 2016 article about a gallery show for his maps, Haynes explained that he was 10 years old when he took his first plane ride. "It changed my life," said Haynes. "My father and I took a short flight on a float plane in the Haliburton area over Kashagawigamog Lake on a beautiful afternoon in late August, and the thrill of that visual experience overwhelmed me. I kept thinking, why aren't maps made like this? Several years later, that's what I set out to do." The maps also meant Haynes had a very solid knowledge of the local area, something King leaned on heavily when he was running a store in Nottawa and delivering furniture. I had no sense of direction and John was like an eagle, says King. When I delivered furniture, I would bring John to help me find the place. Prior to the pandemic, Haynes ran regular musician series events at the Collingwood Library, raising money for the library and bringing live music to the community he loved. He really cared about Collingwood, said King. Rick and Anka Lex, owners of the Tremont and restorers of Simcoe Street, also experienced Haynes's care for the community. He had a real interest in the theater here, said Rick, referring to the Simcoe Street Theater. He always came up with ideas and would bring in drawings of the building with suggestions. Haynes also regularly performed at Simcoe Street Theater as part of a band. He loved the area and he loved the arts and culture in the area, says Rick. I will miss seeing him in town every day, says Anka. Haynes died Feb. 4, 2023 at his home in Nottawa. He was 80 years old. His life, art, music, friendship, and passion will be celebrated at the Simcoe Street Theatre on Sunday, May 7 from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Some of Haynes's original tapestry maps will be on display and for sale, with proceeds going to his estate. There will also be prints of the tapestry maps available for purchase with proceeds going to the Blue Mountain Foundation for the Arts. Music will be part of the celebration. The Haynes family has arranged for some of his old bandmates and musician friends to play live throughout the day. John Haynes shows his great-niece a photo in his Nottawa home studio. Contributed photo.